Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Young. You know I
just look around and it's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some someday? Soon is gonna be one day. Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking up over the hill, Abraham and Martin.
Anybody here see Abraham, Martin, and John? As we salute the Memorial Day weekend, welcome to the GOC a little late today. The nighttime version of the GOC. Welcome to the show. News of the week. Saturday, Bobbert gets his horse to win. The Preakness of Power Quest is his, Power Quest is his jockey. Raised in seventh, side number two. And mine's number three. Ending the Triple Crown again. Good night. Dan Geiber, younger brother of Dwayne Geiber, uses his job at Bay Area Sports NBC Network for using the N-word. When he began the sports broadcast last week, Oakland A's baseball game, featured in the Negro Baseball League Museum, and this won't stop until you start the mentality, the Trump mentality. As long as you have the Trump mentality running around, you will always have this instance. Dodgers reversed the ban on the LGBTQ. This is of indulgence, and they will celebrate Gay Pride Night at Dodger City. Monday, Kendra Leggett and Stephon Wilson grasped the first day of trials at the Indy 500 will be tomorrow morning, 8:00 Pacific time. Also, the 401 will be at 5. 5:30 in the morning. 5:30 in the morning. Pacific time tomorrow morning. The Grand Rail, the Grand Rail team. Grand Rail team ain't bumped the Grand Rail. The youngest driver is 21-year-old David McGillis. The oldest 80-year-old guy to name it at 48. Denver Nuggets, New York City, New York Knicks, OKC Thunder, Los Angeles Lakers. For the Trailblazer, Kamau Anthony, retired after 19 years. Warrior, Nugget, Sixer, and Heat, Andre Iguodala, 19 years of service in the NBA. Anthony did not get a ring. Iguodala got 4. Super Bowl will be at Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium 10 years after the first Super Bowl is at Santa Clara. 2026 will be back again. Green Bay will host the NFL draft day this year. And this has become a new moneymaker for the NFL. NFL investigates taking away a better gambling. This is going to be a mess. When you got FanDuel and DraftKings and what are you supposed to have? This has become a complete disaster area. As they investigate a second round of gambling by NFL players. NFL will flex Thursday night games after week 13 through 17. 18 did not want to flex Thursday and voted no. It's still passed. NFL will now add another new rule as emergency QB. Called the Purdy rule in honor of Purdy last year with the 49ers getting injured at a Super Bowl game, where every team will now carry 3 quarterbacks. The third quarterback will not count as a salary cap issue. We're going to see how this flies. Tiger Woods will not play in the U.S. Open. I think Tiger Woods is done for the year. I don't know about you, but I think he's done for the year. My heart is broken as a Raider fan with new owner Tom Brady for the Las Vegas Raiders. And this is why everybody's all wrong. The NFL blocks or makes it more difficult for minority owners to own an NFL team, but that's number 12 walk in and they were of the Las Vegas Raiders. What's wrong with this picture? The Denver Nuggets will be going for the NBA Finals for the first time in NBA history. The old ABA team has Jokic get 30 points and Alpha Murray 25 points. Denver will get a 9-day vacation as they wait for the Miami Boston series. And if it goes like it's going right now, Boston's ahead going into the halftime in Game 6. So it might be a Game 7 on Monday afternoon. time because the Boston Celtics bailed him out, winning the last two games. Tuesday last year, the first Black American driver won the first race in New Jersey. 22-year-old Miles Rowe with his Ford Indy Team Car 99 won his first race as an Indy car driver. Mr. Rowe will be doing well this year in the second tier Indy car racing. Wednesday, Matt Azira got by the Bills workout for the Jets after rape allegations. Matt Azira is accused of a rape charge. And once again, it shows the legality of the NFL. They don't care. Dallas star Jay Vance suspended two games for cross-checking for, Vegas Knight March Zone, and the score right now is 2-2 going into the third period. Vegas Raider QB Jimmy Garoppolo had foot injury after signing contract with the Raiders. Men's company drove for the 49ers if they knew about Garoppolo injury before he got traded. And Niners have not done well with quarterbacks. Americans are undefeated in the World Hockey Junior League as they face New Zealand this weekend. Thursday, Carl Vinson won a game 5. And even start game 4. George Washington University changed their name from the Colonial to the Revolutionary. University of California quarterback guard Jada Curry will be playing for the Louisville Cardinals this year. And the California quarterbacks are in trouble because they're losing players. They were last place in the Pac-12 last year. Thursday night, the team in green won the Boston Celtics and the Dallas Stars. Miami did not do well with their three-point shooting as the Celtics at 4 of 5 starters to get 20 points. Stars over the night with Pavelski scoring a nice playoff goal, nearing a record for the oldest man to score 9 goals in the playoffs. On Friday, MLB could have a league vote on the A's relocation for June meetings. Arizona Cardinals released Hopkins, and nobody wants to trade for Hopkins. Hopkins is still looking for a team as of this moment. The Yankees and MLB suspend Aaron Boone 1 game for contact unbecoming in the game, as he gets around, got thrown another game. Friday night, and the Yankees are struggling in the AL East. The Yankees are struggling. And it might be a while before the New York Yankees take charge of the AL East. On Saturday, both the National Hockey League and National Basketball Association have their baseball and their playoffs tonight. Boston hope all teams are trying to win and close out the series. Moving on, Adrian Gilbert will now be the new Milwaukee Brewers head coach. That's different from the Toronto Raptors. Now Adrian Gilbert will move on to Milwaukee Bucks in the 2023-2024 season. Congratulations to Adrian Gilbert. We'll take a break. And come back with the NHL. Thank you. Stanley Cup coming to a conference ending, going back to Boston to take a Stanley Cup. But I was there at the beginning of the week, I had a 2-0 lead over Dallas. With 3-2 in overtime, with Taylor Stevenson goal. That was last week, Monday. The Panthers take commanding 3-0 lead over the Bobrovsky. 32,000 net, and the Panthers win 1-0 in the victory. On Tuesday, the Golden Knights put the hammer down on earlier game 3 with 3 goals in 3 minutes, shutting down Dallas 4-0. On Wednesday, the Panthers closed the door to the Hurricanes 4-3. On last night, go by Matthews, he might be the star of the playoffs so far. And Florida moves on to the finals with a 4-game sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes. Right now, at the end of the second period, it's 2-2 Dallas and Vegas. Going into period 3, in the Stanley Cup playoffs for 2023. Move on to the NBA.
Mars Brittany
1974. On Tuesday, the Thunder was the back-to-back defeat with an 88-81 victory with Elise Dawson, 22 points, Aliza Gray, 23 points, Guy Atlanta, their first victory defeating Minnesota, 83-77, and we will get back to the WNBA. We'll get in detail this summer as the season really begins in earnest in a couple of days or a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
weekend. It was sweet weekend. And the Yankees beat the Reds. More and more enjoyed the Blue Jays. Tampa Bay wins 2-3 for Milwaukee. Texas beat the Colorado Rockies. Angels take 2-3 for the Twins. Braves take 2-3 for Seattle. The Dodgers and Cardinals split. And the New York Mets take 3 for the Cleveland Guardians. Last Thursday night, Baltimore goes to New York. And they do have a dream. But Baltimore is such a place in the American League East. If the ball game was to the Mets, blew out the couple in 10-1. 5 minutes of the third inning as the Mets beat the Cubs 10-1. Thursday night, the Jays quiet, Rays quiet the Jays. I'm taking 3-4. Solidifying the AL East lead. And then I started a 4-game series with the Phillies. Winning the first game, 8-5. The Arnaud 3-run single for the Braves. Friday, Padres comes to the Bronx. Win 5-1. One Tatis homer in the 6th inning. The Mets beat the Rockies 5-2. With Lindor and Batty scoring 3 runs. Rays score early on the LA Dodgers 9-3. As LA bullpen blows up in the 3rd inning. Texas score 8 runs in 4th inning. Still 12-3. Over Baltimore Orioles. And today's game, as we speak, today's game, Boston 2-1 over Arizona, the Dodgers come back and win 6-5 over the Rays. The Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 2-1. San Francisco beat the Milwaukee Brewers 3-1. Houston continues the Dallas Stars 8-3. Rangers beat the Orioles 5-2. Minnesota beat the Blue Jays 9-7. And the Yankees take the San Diego Padres 3-2 in 10 innings. Current score right now, Mets are losing to Colorado 6-1. And the Rockies are beating up on the New York Mets 6-1. Going into the 5th inning, the Miami Marlins 1-0 over the LA Angels. Now, as you all know, the Oakland A's are on their way out to Las Vegas. Here's an 8-minute clip on the Las Vegas A's, the possibility of the Las Vegas A's in the 2023 season. It's shameful, it's disgusting, but it's the way baseball is being played now. Money and everything, and forget about everybody else.
Oakland, California. Once one of the most prosperous sports cities in the nation. Being one of the older cities in the state to establish a large population, it would be one of the first cities in the West to obtain 4 major pro sports teams. This, however, would not last, as a plethora of events and situations would lead to Oakland's status as a major pro sports city being constantly in jeopardy to this day. This is What Happened to the Sports Teams of Oakland. Oakland's journey into major pro sports would begin in 1960 with the establishment of the Oakland Raiders of the AFL. Strangely enough, The team's main reason for establishment would be at the persistence of then-LA Chargers owner Baron Hilton, who was demanding the AFL have more West Coast teams. The Oakland Raiders would begin playing in San Francisco and would quickly be in jeopardy of being moved over a lack of venue in Oakland. However, when it would be agreed upon that what would become the Oakland Coliseum would be built in Oakland, along with the team starting to play games at Frank Yule Field in Oakland temporarily, that finally the Raiders would be secure in Oakland for the immediate future. The Coliseum would be built in tandem with the Coliseum Arena, and both would open in 1966. Building these brand new facilities would carry more than just the reward of keeping the Raiders, as after they moved there in 1966, the NHL's Golden Seals would begin play there in 1967 at the arena. This would be followed by the Kansas City Athletics moving to the Coliseum, becoming the Oakland Athletics. And finally, in 1971, the San Francisco Warriors of the NBA would move to the Coliseum Arena, becoming the Golden State Warriors. This would give Oakland four major pro sports teams. Oakland built it, and they came, going from zero teams playing in the city limits to four within just a few years' time. It would be one of the first major cities in the West to become a sports hub of this magnitude, and its new facilities were imperative. The era of major pro sports in Oakland would start off with a bang as well, with the Raiders winning the AFL Championship in 1967, the A's winning the World Series 3 years in a row in 72, 73, and 74, the Warriors winning the NBA Finals in 1975, and the Raiders winning the Super Bowl in 1977 and 1981, with the Raiders now being part of the NFL. While most was going very well in Oakland during this era, its first challenge to its status as a sports city would come in 1976, when the Golden Seals would be moved to Cleveland after years of poor attendance. Though not a major blow to Oakland's status as a sports city, it would be somewhat of a precursor to the distant future of sports in Oakland. By 1982, the Coliseum was no longer this shiny new venue that could be used to draw teams, and then Raiders owner Al Davis wanted better. And though the Coliseum was only 16 years old at this point, he decided to move the Raiders to LA. Until 1995, when Oakland would become the better option, in the form of $100 million being spent on what would become known as Mount Davis. This gargantuan structure, added to one side of the Oakland Coliseum, would satisfy Al Davis enough to bring the team back, but would at the same time take away much of the views and aesthetics that the Oakland A's had enjoyed for many years. Heavily funding Mount Davis might have been the single biggest mistake that Oakland made for the future of keeping its sports teams, as it would tie up any potential money that could be used for a future stadium for either the Raiders or the A's, while only guaranteeing the Raiders to stay in Oakland for 16 years via the new lease agreement. It didn't vastly improve the rest of the stadium either, rather just replaced one side of it. Any chance at the Coliseum becoming one of those classic ballparks that lasts 100 years was gone once this was built. And by the 2000s decade, the A's would begin to want a new home. The first serious attempt at a new stadium for the Athletics would be in 2006, when the Athletics would propose Cisco Field. This plan would have renderings and a site agreement in Fremont, California, just over 20 miles south of Oakland. Nothing would become of this first site plan. However, in 2012, the hopes of Cisco Field being built were revived when a serious attempt would be made to have the A's move to San Jose and have the field built. However, it would be blocked by MLB when the San Francisco Giants objected. From the mid-2000s onward, the status of Oakland as a sports city would be called into question, not just on the basis of its facilities, but also on the basis of fan support. From 2006 to present, the A's have regularly been one of the lowest attended teams in baseball, only achieving more than 2 million fans in a season once since 06. This would be occurring while across the bay in San Francisco, the Giants would be achieving over 3 million fans a season regularly and enjoying one of the longest sellout streaks in baseball history, with a shiny new ballpark being one of the factors in it. The Raiders as well would begin to struggle at the gate, with some of the lowest attendance in the NFL from the late 2000s into the 2010s, which would result in many tarp seats at the Coliseum and also TV blackouts before the NFL got rid of them. Though there would be several lease extensions in the Raiders' lease and many discussions with the city about a new stadium, along with the team also considering sharing a stadium with the San Francisco 49ers, no serious stadium plan for the Raiders ever really got off the drawing board in Oakland. And Mark Davis, son of Al Davis, would end up moving the team to Las Vegas in 2020. after a previously failed attempt at moving the team to Los Angeles a few years prior. Though the Coliseum was constantly a target of ridicule and questions about the future of it throughout much of the 2000s and 2010s, the Coliseum Arena, at this point known as the Oracle Arena, had not been, as $100 million had been spent to nearly completely gut the arena and renovate it in the 1990s. With the Warriors, it wasn't necessarily that the arena was bad, like that of the Coliseum, but rather ownership wanted a brand new building and out of Oakland, as the Warriors are a shared team between San Francisco and Oakland, and San Francisco has much more wealth. San Francisco would not even have to end up paying for any of the $1 billion plus cost of what would become the Chase Center, which would result in the Warriors ending up vacating Oakland in 2019. And that leads us to the present day. Oakland is now left with just the Athletics. A city that once had four teams, many championships, and much prosperity has been reduced to clinging on to just one team left, and they may not be there much longer. While there have been many plans and talks about building a new stadium at Oakland's Howard Terminal, there has been no concrete official agreement to build a stadium there. And at this point, the Coliseum, with its outdated multi-purpose structure, bad plumbing, aesthetics, and other features, MLB is practically trying to move the team themselves, offering to waive relocation fees if ownership decides to relocate, with the most likely option being Las Vegas at this point. So what is it? What is it that has made Oakland such an unattractive place for sports teams? Well, for one, the city doesn't really have any extra money to spend on its sports teams for facilities, as Oakland is one of the worst large cities in America when it comes to city debt, being over $2 billion in the hole. Also, Oakland hasn't really grown much since the 1960s when the Coliseum complex was built, growing by only about 66,000 people, while nearby San Jose and San Francisco have grown by hundreds of thousands since then. It also simply doesn't have the private wealth like San Francisco does across the bay, which is one of the richest cities in the country when it comes to personal wealth in large cities. San Francisco didn't even have to pay for Oracle Park, the Chase Center, or even Levi's Stadium, as the Chase Center and Oracle Park were 100% privately funded, and Levi's Stadium was 90% privately funded, the remaining 10% not even coming from San Francisco, since the stadium is not located there. Oakland simply did not have the public money to put towards a new NFL stadium for the Raiders, as it went all in on a bad deal to build Mount Davis, and it's looking quite possible that they may not be able to save the A's either, as they are asking for $1 billion from Oakland towards a new stadium, and they and MLB are losing patience. At this point, it truly is up in the air whether Oakland will have any major pro sports teams in its future, but it will be likely decided soon.
Thank you for watching. Oakland A's will be moving to Las Vegas at the end of this year. We will get a WNBA team. Oakland will get a soccer team. The question remains, will I get NBA team? No. Will I get MLB team? No. Will I get another NFL team? No. That because all three of these entities have wiggled out of Oakland. Oakland also has not done well with the publicity and the executive decisions. The Coliseum Commission, the Oakland Board, and the mayor. I'm not agreeing on anything. So here we are. With zero teams. Until we get a WNBA team and a MSL team. That's the end of the story. I'm going to move on to the other news of the week. PGA, last week is the PGA Championship. Scheffler becomes number one, and Bruce Koepka wins by 2 strokes over Scheffler. LPGA, last week, they're off this week. And we'll be in Vegas for back at home, Mass Night last week. WTA last week is the Grand Prix of Italy. Strasbourg Classic in France. And Geneva Open in Switzerland. Moving on. NASCAR last week, it was the North Wilkesboro Speedway All-Star Race with Carl Larson winning. This week is the Coca-Cola Classic, the winner of Cocker North Carolina. IndyCar, last week it was the IndyCar Trials. The Indy 500 will be tomorrow morning. Next week is the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix. Formula 1. Last week, the Italian Grand Prix was canceled due to weather conditions. This week is the Monte Carlo Grand Prix. Next week is the Spanish Grand Prix, so it's a busy weekend for Formula 1. The Monaco Grand Prix will be at 5:30 in the morning, Pacific time. Usually have a day in the previous version of the Grand Prix. Hope you enjoy the show. We'll be on regular time next week. I'll be seeing y'all as soon as we can. Hope you enjoyed the abbreviated show. Tomorrow will be the Memorial Day Classic. Memorial Day Classic tomorrow. I get to play all the old songs. On Memorial Day. Be safe, drive safe. No drinking and driving. If you have somebody to drive, take the wheel. So I'll take over. We do not want you to be